I got a question. Okay? I have a question. Now, I want to see if anybody can help me with this question. Again, none of the talking heads on television or on print will ask anybody this. But if Trump is weak with women voters, black voters, Latino voters, retarded voters, crippled report voters, Zika virus voters. If Trump is weak with all of these voters, okay, if he's weak with all these voting blocks, why is it that every poll that is coming out has him either beating Hillary Clinton or in a statistical tie with Hillary Clinton? And in some states, he's either beating her or in a statistical tie. And there's states that Republicans haven't been either competitive in or won in 20 or 30 years. So who's voting for him? Remember, a year ago, all the pundits and the Bill Kristol types. So you got your Van Jones pundits, and then you have your Bill Kristol and Karl Rove campaign types, the guys that worked on campaigns, and they know the numbers, and they know the demographics, and Stuart Stevens knows the people that vote, and the concept of these white voters that haven't come out to vote, and that. Trump's not going to win. He's at a ceiling. It's not going to happen. Okay. And then Trump wins. So they were all wrong about that. So then we go into this general election mode, and he only has this percentage of the Hispanics. He's going to lose. He only has this percentage of the women. He's going to lose. And yet he's not losing. All these people that go to the rally, they're not going to vote. They're just there for the show. And then they vote. What is happening? Remember, I told you, if you're going to believe and listen to all of these people now about the general election, if you're going to listen to them now, you're going down the same path that you were down when you listen to all of them before, saying Trump will not break 20%. Trump will never be the nominee. You know how many of these people a year ago, 7 months ago, 6 months ago, you know how many of these people went on record, went on tape, went on radio and said, Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee. Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee. Rather it's Hugh Hewitt, rather it's Bill Kristol, rather it's Stuart Stevens, rather it's Karl Rove. The list is endless. And all these same people now, well, he doesn't have the numbers. Take a look. You need this amount of people. You need this about you. And CNN puts out a new poll. It's called the Poll of Polls. And the Poll of Polls has Hillary Clinton at 45% and Donald Trump at 43%. So they took polls of the five most recent national polls, and they put them all together. And what they got was Hillary Clinton, 45%. Donald Trump, 43%. Wow. And about 2 months ago, Hillary Clinton had a double point lead. Double. Some polls had her up on Trump by 15 points. 15 points in some of those polls. And now you're talking about 2 points. Now that's the CNN poll of polls. That's the CNN poll of polls. Now the thing that's more striking, okay, the thing that's more striking are these state polls. And now let me explain. A brand new poll that just came out for New Jersey, okay, has Donald Trump has this is big. This is big. Okay? That has Donald Trump behind Hillary Clinton in New Jersey by 4 points. New Jersey hasn't voted Republican since 1988. And since then, New Jersey hasn't been competitive. Like, not even close. Not even close. Obama won the state in 2012 by 18 points. 18 points. And the poll that was conducted in New Jersey is Mom Month. And throughout this primary season, the Mom Month poll in different states and so forth and so on has been pretty accurate. We could go back and view different Monmouth polls that showed Trump ahead of Cruz in certain states and so forth and so on. The NBC polls are the ones that are funky. The NBC Wall Street Journal. Remember that poll had Ted Cruz beating Trump nationally by 5 points, something like that. Remember that? It was on the eve of one of the big, I think, Super Tuesdays. Not the Super Tuesday, but one of the lesser of the Super Tuesdays. So this Monmouth poll, again, has Trump neck and neck with Hillary Clinton. That's not supposed to happen. Donald Trump, who has Hispanics that don't like him, has blacks that don't like him, women that don't like him, all these people don't like him, and I guess none of those people live in New Jersey. I guess no black people live in Jersey. I guess no women people, no women live in New Jersey. No Hispanics live in none of these groups live in New Jersey. It's nothing but old, white, racist men. That's who lives in New Jersey. And the Real Housewives. Teresa Giudice. That's it. That's it. And she voted for Trump. So you got this Jersey poll that puts the state in serious play. Serious play. And another shocker. This is a huge shocker. Oregon. Okay? Oregon is extremely blue. All right? Extremely blue. has Trump leading Hillary Clinton by 2 points. In May, a poll showed Hillary with an 11-point advantage over Trump. And now, Trump is beating Hillary by 2. Oregon hasn't voted Republican since 1984, although W almost won the state in his two election bids, his election and then his re-election. So Oregon can be swayed to go red. They haven't since 84, but they came close with W. And now today, the election was held, Trump wins. So remember, Trump said he's going to put a lot of states in play that haven't been in play in a very long time. Remember, people like me have said the whole Trump doesn't have women support, black support, Latino support. No, he does have that support. You don't get this close or actually succeed like Oregon if you don't have the support of women, blacks, and Latinos. Even if it's just five. Even if it's just five. Even if it's just five. And remember, before all of this, you're constantly hearing women make up the biggest voting bloc. He's underwater with women. It's over. Women are the key. He's upside down with women. He's done. It's over. Well, apparently, that's not the case. Apparently, women are a lot smarter than the Democrats think they are and want them to be. When Democrats go, you got to vote for a woman because a woman has a vagina. Forget if she's qualified. Forget if she's a liar. Forget what she'll do for you. Just vote for her because she has a vagina like you. And women around the United States are like, no, I'm going to vote for who I think will do the best job with this issue or with these issues. I'm not going to just vote for her. I'm just not going to vote for someone with a vagina. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do it. And when you go to New Hampshire, which has been a Dem state in the Obama era, W won it in 2000. But in the Obama era, both times it went for him in a big way. And guess what? And Clinton are tied. They're tied. Now, of course, Bernie beats both of them, but Bernie's not going to be the nominee. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are going to make sure of that. Trump and Hillary are tied in New Hampshire. So let's recap real quick. Oregon, Trump is winning. Jersey, he's down by 2. New Hampshire, he's tied. Those are three states that are supposed to be deep, deep blue. Deep blue. Like blue. Now when we go to a very big blue state, and that being California, one would imagine that Hillary is looking at a 30-point lead. I mean, Obama carried the state with almost 25 points. Almost 25 points. It was like almost, it was like 24. Well, a new poll that came out from Real Clear Politics has Clinton up on Trump by 12. By 12. That's nothing. I mean, that's nothing. California hasn't been competitive. Forget winning. It hasn't been competitive since the 80s. Talk about 30-some-odd years. And when you're talking 12 points, that's competitive. When you're talking 12 points, and Donald Trump is jet-setting out to California and hitting different parts, campaigning, Hillary Clinton is not going to be able to ignore the state. She's going to have to come out here. She's going to have to campaign. She's going to have to do what a Democrat hasn't done in 30-plus years. Remember, if she has to spend time in states that Democrats haven't had to spend time in, that means she's not going to be spending time in places that they normally spend time in, because they're not toss-up states, but they could be a swing state like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. If she has to come out to California, if she has to go out to Oregon, if she has to go out to these states, 10, 20, 30% more than any Democrat had to, that means she's not spending time in Pennsylvania. That means she's not spending time in Florida. Because let's face it, the last, what, four elections has all been about Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. I mean, Kerry lost because of Ohio. If Kerry wins Ohio, he wins the election. Because of the electoral map and because of the way the demographics and everything has been going in this country, it's not about California, it's not about Texas, it's not about New York, it's about three and four states, that's it. But what Trump does is makes it about California, makes it about Oregon. Makes it about New Jersey. When has a Democrat ever in our lifetime, and in the last 30 or 40 years, when has a Democrat ever had to schedule events in Jersey? But Hillary Clinton's going to have to. That means there's less time in those states that Obama only won by 100,000 votes. Remember, Florida is about 100,000 vote difference. Obama barely won Florida. Obama barely won Florida. Both times. This is huge. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. And this is why the Democrats, this is why the talking heads, this is why the Van Joneses, this is why they are freaking. Why they are freaking. And this is why they're all wrong. This is why you can't listen to them. They were wrong about Trump a year ago, and they're wrong about him now. Because if you're upside down with all of these groups, there's no way you are where you are in California, Oregon, Jersey, and New Hampshire. The math doesn't add up. To use their terminology, the math doesn't add up. The math doesn't add up. If he is upside down with all of these groups, there's no way, absolutely no way, he's only 2 points behind Hillary Clinton in a CNN poll of polls nationally, and where he's beating Hillary in Oregon, he's beating Hillary in New Hampshire, he's basically tied in Jersey, and he's 12 behind in California. The numbers don't add up. Stevenses and the Karl Roves and the Van Joneses. They were wrong a year ago, and they're wrong today.